Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Banana Fish from Studio MAPPA. It's streaming on Amazon. This is the Noitama no show of the season. And oh, I'm sorry, I've said it wrong. Only everybody in the series says Banana Fish. You can only whisper it.
Usually while dying.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't sound dying there. We start in occupied territory with soldiers, looks like probably the Middle East, and a group of them are sitting around the fire, just hanging out, and one comes from the back, and he shoots up everybody there. And a couple of the soldiers are able to take him down, and the only thing that he's able to say is banana fish. And then we switch points of view, and we are in the streets of New York City.
And there is a young, handsome gangster, and he is just patrolling his area when he hears some gunshots, and he goes to investigate, and he finds that two of his crew have shot this guy, and he's like, whoa, I did not authorize this. What's going on here? But when he interrogates them, it turns out that they're one of their allies and kind of the big crime lord had them do this hit. And he basically chases them off. And this man, as we mentioned, has the first incident of banana fish. And gives him an item that he quickly hides away.
And thus begins this very... I was like surprised how complex the organizations are in this first episode. So we have Ash, who is our main character, and he is very young, leader of a street gang. He seems to be very respected for the most part and has like a lot of people under his authority. And then there's the mob itself, who they sort of like ally with sometimes, but Ash is very clear that like, we don't work for you, we're our own thing.
Oh, and Ash definitely has a complicated relationship with the head of this mob, Papadino. We don't get the full extent of it, but it is clear that they do not have the just a typical gangster subordinate relationship.
And we also have one guy in each organization that really hates Ash, that is sort of plotting against him, and they team up. Then we also have the police. So the police are also like a part of this story. And these investigative journalists who come from Japan to report on the gang scene in New York.
And they seem to, through some connections, gotten Ash to agree to an interview. And Ash is going to be very secretive. He asks that he's never, you know, his face is never seen on camera. But if they're willing to do that, he's willing to kind of give them a little view of his world.
And that's when we meet Eiji, who is also going to be, clearly going to be an important character. He's a young reporter, photographer, who is, you know, he's just very inexperienced, so kind of being thrust into this very dangerous world is just, I mean, like, who would be, I mean, you can't really blame him for being, like, really caught off guard. Like, it's like he really wants to do this job, but also is like, wow, this is really dangerous.
Yeah, and he has, like, a baby face, so people even treat him younger than he is. But as much as, it, you know, he fronts, it is very clear that he is as green as most people treat him.
And then we have banana fish. So banana fish is a drug. We are kind of introduced to it in this episode. Ash is investigating it for his own reasons. And we just know that it's, you know, it's not like anything else. And, you know, he is able to get his hands on some of it. And now it's getting like analyzed to try to figure out like what this is and why, you know, people are winding up dead related to it.
When they're doing the interview, some people involved in all of this try to rough up Ash and steal one of his more favored subordinates in hopes that, you know, he will trade what he knows for the life of his friend. And AG gets kidnapped as well. So now he is in deep with banana fish as much as Ash. when the
episode... Ash jumps on his motorcycle at the end to go save them.
As I mentioned a little while ago on the Speakeasy, when we were talking about this season, this was originally the war that Banana Fish sprung out of was the Vietnam War. And everybody had, like, pagers because it was very, like, early 80s. And MAPPA has taken that story and updated it. Now it comes out of a Middle Eastern conflict because, you know, in the original scene, they were deep in the jungle. And that's when the guy went crazy. And this one, they're, you know, in a more desert environment. I don't think they mentioned which country they were in. But, you know, once again, one of the many Middle East conflicts it springs out of. Everybody now have cell phones instead of pagers. So they're definitely trying to update this story. There were certain elements that, you know, were a little bit talking about the current politics of the time. So I'm very curious how MAPPA is going to update that. But once again, they're a studio that I can trust, can, you know, kind of graph the politics of that time and find suitable analogies. If there's a studio working today that I think could do that, I think it's them. But yeah, no, it is a modernization, but it still has pretty much everything that I feel was strong about the original manga.
And yes, they've kept Ash as the handsome, can do anything, insert character. I'm not as familiar with Banana Fish as you, Al, so I want to know, did his character seem any different to you at all?
No. I mean, I think the things that stand out is, once again, he's like a master of everything. He's a master marksman. He's a master bikesman. You know, he's, you know, charismatic and a great leader. All that is there. He has the very weird, complicated relationship with Papa Dino, which is this weird mix of love and lust and control. And both of them are playing off of that. His very hostile relationship with, you know, Papa Dino's second in command and his own second in command, who both obviously realize that, oh, this guy is basically a major roadblock to our ambition, and we gotta get him out of the way. And both of them have a very weird, complicated relationship.
I was gonna say, I felt like there was sort of like a, like, almost like a jealousy, especially from Papa Dino's second, mm-hmm. almost like a lustful jealousy. Like a, I don't know. It wasn't like, oh, I want your job. It's mm-hmm. like, I don't like that, like, I'm attracted to you. Like, I don't know. There was like a...
Oh, yeah. No. There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of the political and emotional. And when those align, they're super deadly.
And the other thing I wanted to know is, you know, this is a very long manga. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious to see how they're going to adapt it.
Yeah, no, especially considering how short Noitamina seasons are. And I don't feel like they've been, like, particularly rushing through anything here. Plus, I feel like, from what you've seen so far, the politics are very complicated, and you don't want to skimp on any of that. And you've only kind of seen the tip of that. So I wonder how much this is kind of like a test bed. Like, MAPPA is like, all right, we're taking an old beloved series, but keyword old. Can we update it and find it a new audience? Because I feel like there's a lot about this show that is possibly just as provocative and kind of engaging to an audience as it did when it first came out. In fact, if anything, this might be a time when it could even be more of a mainstream hit. So it's a good choice, but I'm wondering if MAPPA's like, let's do 11 episodes in Noitamina, and, you know, if this does well, you know, maybe, you know, two seasons.
I just feel like that would be such a rarity. I wonder if, I mean, I think we'll have a better sense in episode 2 if they're going to be changing it mm-hmm. in any significant mm-hmm. way, like condensing it, maybe filtering the plot down somehow in order to maybe tell like a little, like a whole arc in 11, 12 episodes. They have the most essential thing. Eiji has been kidnapped. Ash is going to go rescue him. That only has to happen 11 more times.
For book, no.
For book, yeah. Like, I mean, you know, like, yeah, yeah. I feel like they are Like, it's very interesting that the cast is basically all men, but, like, all the, like, almost, like, archetypical roles are all still there. So, that's relevant, that's significant, and, you know, if Eiji is Ash's boyfriend, so, I mean, not yet, but, like, he is. So, like, I think, you know, I think we've talked a lot about, especially since Yuri on Ice, you know, if you're gonna go all, like, are we gonna actually see that? Like, is that gonna... It's not, oh, like, that's what we think, and, like, we can see it this way, or is it going to be like, no, that's what's going on? And I think that could be significant also.
Like I said, I think this is a show that, like, was a very smart pick-up. And, yeah, if they do the right tweaking, I see this as a show that could really have a potential to get a lot of pieces talking about it and a lot of people talking about it.
Well, we're talking about it, and I think, you know, we want to see more of where it goes.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at ReverseThieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.